The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
And so let's complete our week of travel advice from Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. And what we've asked Sarah to do today is something that, look, we know that there are so many people financially struggling at the moment for whom any holiday is going to be a financial imposition. Look, we do understand that. But we also know that there are a lot of people out there who have money in the bank, money to spend. And if they go and spend it in some of these locations that we're going to discuss around Ireland, it will help create employment in these particular hotels and for the restaurants and everything else in the local areas. And at least some money going into circulation is better for employment and also for the government's tax revenues. And that's our excuse. And we're sticking to it, Sarah Slattery, because I'd imagine some people, when they hear the prices of some of the places that you're going to be nominating for luxury and unique stays, are going to be nearly falling over with the fright of them.
I know. I thought of that myself. But as you said, you know, there are people who haven't been affected. And I suppose it's, by them spending money, it's doing us all a favour. And I mean, when you think that by the time the summer rolls in, it could be 2 years since people have been away. So there's a lot of pent up demand. And if people haven't, you know, spent in 2 years, they may just want to go for a sort of a luxury break, particularly if time is of the essence and they may only get a few days away. So, yeah, I think it's good to talk about luxury holidays as well.
All right, give us some examples. What have you got on your list?
Well, I mean, most of us are probably aware about our five-star hotels. I mean, we have actually some incredible hotels. And three of our hotels are in the top 10 resorts in Europe, according to Condé Nast, which is kind of amazing for such a small island. But I suppose we'd have to talk about Adair Manor and Ashford and a few of the famous ones. Adair Manor was closed for 2 years, so it's been completely refurbished. So I haven't actually been in it since, but it's open to rave reviews and everybody is talking about how stylish and how fabulous it is. So I suppose it's definitely one to think about if you want an exclusive breakaway. It's also got a Michelin star restaurant, the Oak Room, there as well. So again, price-wise, this is probably one of the most expensive. So just, I should warn you in advance. for an overnight stay with a couple with breakfast and dinner in the Michelin star restaurant, you're looking at €925. So, yeah, it's not cheap.
No, it is not. 925. And yeah, you can probably assume that there'll be extras thrown on top of that as well if you're having a few drinks with your dinner and stuff like that and put tips and the rest of it. That is a hell of a price for a night, but it is supposed to be absolutely a gorgeous place. Ashford Castle, which is very popular with American tourists in particular, the very wealthy American tourists, is also on your list, slightly cheaper.
Yeah, and what's good about Ashford is there's a lot of different ways to do Ashford. You know, you can stay in the castle and they have gourmet getaways as well, overnight stays with breakfast and a five-course dinner. And they also give you a complimentary round of golf, and that's €775 per couple. But you can go a lot cheaper. They have a four-star hotel within the estate called The Lodge
Ashford
Castle. Yeah, and that is, they've 20% off their rates at the moment, even in July and August. And the prices are €252 per night, bed and breakfast. Or to compare with the other, with dinner, you're looking at €405 per couple for an overnight stay with dinner. So I thought that's quite good value, like €200 per person. Your dinner's included, your breakfast is included. Like, it's a four-star hotel, but it's a very, very good four-star hotel, and you are within Ashford Estate.
Okay, go back to the five stars, and one down in Waterford, down in Ardmore, I think, isn't it? The Cliff House Hotel and Beach House.
Yeah, I stayed there a couple of years ago and I loved it. It's a small hotel, it's like 39 rooms and very much a kind of boutique style for couples. And the restaurant is magnificent there as well. I had one of the best meals I ever had, I think, there. But what a lot of people don't know is they also have a cottage, the Cliff Cottage and the Cliff Beach House. So if you were looking for like a sort of a unique self-catering, so say you have an extended family or you had a special occasion, maybe a 40th or 50th and you wanted six girls to go away or something like that, they have a three-bedroom cottage there. It's absolutely gorgeous, called the Cliff Cottage, and that is €575 per night. So if it was between three couples, or, you know, it mightn't be too bad, and they have a minimum two-night stay. It's not available in July, August, but there's plenty of availability in September. And also you could stay in the hotel itself. The rates with breakfast there are $4.85 per couple for an overnight stay.
Okay, you also down in Kerry have a place I'm not familiar with, the Dunloe Hotel. Where's that?
Yeah, it's. I think it's been recently refurbished, but it just became on my radar fairly recently, mainly because of its family facilities. It's kind of really rare to get a five-star hotel that kind of caters really well for families, and the Dunloe definitely does. It has these really good family rooms that hold up to five, and they're almost like interconnecting rooms, but you can't get into the other room from the corridor, so it's really nice. Families like that safety. But they also have a lot of complimentary activities included, like pony tracking, fishing. If you know, they'll give you the fishing equipment, and if you catch something, the chef will cook it for you that night. And they really sort of go out of their way with the sort of extra facilities. And I thought for the prices weren't bad compared to some of the other, you know, five-star hotels available. You're looking at €600 per couple for a two-night stay with breakfast and dinner. So you're almost getting an extra night for, you know, what you might get in some of the other hotels. And they also have rates for families of four and families of five with dinner. Again, two night stays with breakfast and dinner on one evening. So $840 for a family of four, $920 for a family of five. But they're proper sort of two rooms. It's not a bit like what we were talking yesterday, like you're not kind of squashing kids in rooms or anything like that. And they have a lot of, as I said, activities that are included in the price as well.
Okay, bring us to other parts of the country. Bring us to Kilkenny and to Donegal, please.
Yeah, well, Kilkenny, Mount Juliet is always quite well priced as well, because there's two hotels on the ground. So there's the Manor House and there's also Hunter's Yard. And Hunter's Yard is like the, I suppose, the more modern hotel, and the prices are lower. So you would, depending on dates, but certainly the off-season dates are very reasonable there. But they have prices at the moment for an overnight stay with dinner in the Hound restaurant for €358 per couple. So that's €179 breakfast and dinner, which I thought was quite good, you know, in July, August. And they also have family packages for in Hunter's Yard as well. Now that's staying in the one hotel room with €678 for two nights with breakfast and dinner on one evening. They have a kids club as well that normally operates there. I'm not sure what the way it's going to be this summer, but again, for a five-star hotel, you know, the prices aren't bad.
And then Donegal?
Yeah, Harvey's Point. I had to mention Harvey's Point. Again, it's only a four-star hotel, but it's always wins Ireland's best hotel on TripAdvisor, and everybody seems to love it. They love the staff, the food, and the location, Donegal. And because it's a four-star, the prices are a bit better as well. They have a two-night stay with breakfast and dinner on one evening for $578 per couple.
Okay, and we're nearly out of time. So you have a number of other unusual stays available for people to see on your website. But I just want to ask you just before we finish, Sarah, I mean, the money here that you're mentioning, I'm sure that there are jaws dropping all over the country. But yeah, do you really think that it's worth spending that money, that you get a really sort of pampered, luxurious experience, that you'll think that's money well spent if you can afford it?
Well, I suppose it's different this year as well, because people haven't been away for so long. I mean, just the thought of even having waiter service and crisp cotton sheets and, you know, all those things that you may have taken for granted before, like, it's just so exciting to be away. So I do think people will spend, and, you know, in July, August particularly, and I mean, the hotels have been closed for so long that I think, you know, it's great to support them in the peak season too. So I think some of them absolutely are definitely worth it. I mean, when you look at some of those prices there, you know, €179 for breakfast and dinner in a five-star hotel, you know, like, that's for July, August, that's quite good per person. When you think of what you'd spend if you ate out, you know, in Dublin, in a taxis in and out of town, drinks beforehand, you know. So I suppose it's all relative, and I don't imagine people will be booking in for, you know, 7 days or anything like that. But they may
I don't think so. You know, not at those prices.
No, they may do an overnight escape. And I mean, there are, I have some lovely options, as you said, as well, you know, glamping options and bubble domes and lighthouses and all sorts of things as well in that post. They're obviously a lot more reasonably priced. So, I mean, this is just kind of the high end. I mean, we've gone from like the 3 stars to the 5 stars, and we've tried to cover everything. So I hope people will kind of see that. There's, I suppose, there's a market for everybody.
Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie, thank you very much for joining us each evening this week here on The Last Word, as we look forward to the potential, for the hope that we will be able to have holidays here in Ireland during the summer, even if we can't go abroad.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.